Welcome to The Record for this Monday afternoon. I hope you had a great weekend. I'm Marcy Silman. This fall, Seattle voters will choose between two early childhood education ballot initiatives. If you want to weigh in on this issue, you have to pick a favorite, even if you want neither of them to pass. So here to talk about some very unusual ballot language is our education reporter, Anne Dornfeld. Anne, remind us what these two measures are all about.
Sure. One is from Mayor Ed Murray and City Council President Tim Burgess. It would create a property tax levy to fund a subsidized preschool pilot program for up to 2,000 children in Seattle. And the second measure was sponsored by local labor unions that represent child care workers, the Service Employees International Union, and the American Federation of Teachers. They had tried to get the city to include several elements of their own into the city's preschool plan, but to no avail, so they created their own measure that would be pretty different from what the city wants to do. The unions propose boosting child care workers' pay to at least $15 an hour on a faster timeline than the city's existing minimum wage hike, and it would also require that child care workers go through a new city-run training program. But unlike the city's preschool program, this measure does not have a funding mechanism. Another difference is that the city's initiative would apply to mostly 3- and 4-year-olds, maybe a few 5-year-olds who aren't ready for kindergarten, whereas the union-backed early childhood measure would apply to, well, actually, not just early childhood. It would be a child care initiative that would apply to ages 0 through school ages. All child cares in Seattle.
Well, so was the intention that these be competing ballot measures?
That wasn't the union's idea. When they proposed their ballot initiative, they didn't want it to compete with the city's preschool plan, and they say they actually support the city's preschool plan. They just want these other elements too, like the minimum wage and the training piece. But the city council decided that the union initiative contradicted some elements of the preschool program, like the training requirements. Difference is that the city wants its child care workers in its small preschool program to be have bachelor's degrees or on their way to having bachelor's degrees. That's not required in the union measure. So the council sent the initiatives to the ballot as competing measures for that reason. But the unions say that there is no reason that voters should have to decide between the measures, and they have sued to have them separated on the ballot. They lost in the first round in court, but they are appealing that ruling in court on Friday.
So as it stands right now, and if nothing changes, what are we going to see in the fall when we open our ballots?
Okay, this is kind of weird. So here's the phrasing right now. The first question is, should either of these measures be enacted into law? Yes or no. But the second question is, regardless of whether you voted yes or no above, if one of these measures is enacted, which one should it be? So if a voter likes neither of the measures, the ballot essentially says, okay, fine, right. But which one do you dislike the least?
Have Seattle voters ever seen anything like this before? I don't recall that.
Neither did I. And I posed that question to the spokeswoman for King County Elections, Kim Van Ekstrom, and she laughed as well and said that this does not happen very often. She couldn't recall a time, but she talked to some people in her office and said there was a measure with similar language in 2008. That language is not online, so I couldn't verify how similar it was, but that was a measure to make King County Council seats nonpartisan. So presumably how the vote will be handled is that if there are more yes votes than no votes, the measure with the higher tally wins. But it just seems interesting to me that the no voters get as much of a say as the yes voters in that instance.
Obviously, the unions hope that voters aren't going to be forced to choose. They go to court Friday. When is this likely to be resolved?
Heather Weiner with the union-backed Yes for Early Success Coalition says they've been told that September 5th is the deadline for a decision, but the appeal could be decided as early as this Friday.
When the court hears the case.
Right.
KUOW education reporter Anne Dornfeld, thank you very much.
My pleasure.